In Italy, a judge in Milan has begun hearing evidence in the case of a terrorism suspect who says that he was kidnapped by the CIA from the streets of that city. The accused include 26 Americans, and it's believed that most of them work for the CIA, as well as 6 Italian Secret Service agents. The judge has to decide if they'll stand trial. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
If enough evidence is found for the case to go to trial, it would be the world's first criminal proceedings involving extraordinary rendition, the Bush administration policy of secretly transferring terrorism suspects to third countries. Prosecutors say the CIA agents, with help from Italy's SISMI intelligence agency, grabbed Egyptian cleric Osama Mustafa Nasser, also known as Abu Omar, in 2003 and flew him out of Italy to Egypt. Abu Omar was under Italian surveillance, suspected of helping young Muslim fighters go to Iraq ahead of the planned U.S. invasion. Prosecutors say the kidnapping was a breach of Italian sovereignty and jeopardized their own anti-terrorism operations. Milan prosecutors will submit a letter Abu Omar allegedly wrote in his Cairo cell describing his abduction and torture in Egypt, including electric shocks, beatings, and sexual abuse. An Italian policeman has admitted helping the CIA agents in the operation, saying he was told the U.S. and Italy had approved it. But Italy's then Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi denies any involvement. One of the key defendants is Italy's former top spymaster Niccolò Pollari, removed from his post only a few months ago. Like all the other defendants, Pollari was not in court today, but his lawyer, Tita Madia, was.
We will certainly call as witnesses the current Prime Minister, Romano Prodi, and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to prove that Pollari is innocent.
When the hearing resumes at the end of the month, prosecutors are convinced they'll present a strong case, citing unusual sloppiness on the part of Abu Omar's abductors, who left behind numerous traces on their cell phones, hotel bills, and car rentals. A sign, analysts say, that the alleged kidnappers were confident they had official cover and would never be called to account. All the American defendants are believed to be in the U.S. and would be arrested if they set foot in Italy or in any of the other 26 European Union states. The key American suspect, former CIA Milan station chief Robert Selden Lady, informed the court through his lawyer he will not cooperate. The Abu Omar case is also at the heart of a report on the complicity of European governments with the CIA practice of extraordinary rendition, to be debated later this month by the European Parliament. The report finds 11 European nations had knowledge of flights carrying detainees to secret prisons and overseas torture chambers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.